Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Greetings and welcome to Spark Radio. First, I want to thank you for investing some of your valuable lifetime to spend here with me. It is an exciting night for us to launch Spark Radio. The intention of Spark is to share strategies, passions, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be a spark to ignite your life. And that is our intention. We have a variety of resources and topics, and Spark was born from students and clients and participants who said to me, Melanie, can I take you with me? Can I just carry you on my shoulder? Can I access you more often than just a class or a seminar? And so that's how Spark Radio became a spark of an idea. And now has grown into our show, which will start as a weekly 30-minute show, which will focus on a topic a week, sometimes with guests, as we have two guests tonight who are going to share their experience with the strategy and resource that we'll focus on tonight, which is the Passion Test by Chris and Janet Atwood. The Passion Test is a tool that helps you to clarify what's most important in your life. Whether you are pretty confident that you know what's important in your life, it's a way to be sure about that. And if you're uncertain about what's most important in your life, it's a way to provide that clarity so that you know what to focus your time, energy, and attention on so that you can live a more joyful life filled with wonder and passion. One of the things you'll also hear in our shows are stories about usually my wonderful six-year-old son, Alex, or experiences from my life that may inspire you or just entertain you. It's a beautiful fall night in the Midwest in the United States. It's a cool, crisp evening. The leaves are changing, as are the seasons right now, and as we're changing from fall to winter, it's a time of reflection for many, a time to think about what's ahead for this next season. What am I going to prepare for the upcoming spring ahead? And one of the things that happens in the fall here in the Midwest of the United States is that the sun sets earlier, and I'm often on the road at dusk. And unfortunately, on the way home recently, I encountered a raccoon with a car, and unfortunately for the raccoon, he didn't survive. And when I got home and I shared that story, my very wise son Alex said to me, well, Mommy, it was a raccoon, be happy that it wasn't a deer. And I said, well, thank you, Alex. And so sometimes we have amazing perspective from those young minds in our lives, and they remind us about how we too can choose our perspectives. And so as we're thinking about choosing our perspectives and where we put our thoughts, we'll go back to the Passion Test. And I'm hoping that our guests, Karen Allman-Steelman and Terry Malone, will be dialing in shortly so that they can share their experience with you. But until they arrive, a little bit about this wonderful tool that may be a spark for you. The Passion Test is a result of about 20 years of life experience from Janet Atwood, and she and Chris Atwood wrote the first edition of the Passion Test and began to certify facilitators to help turn the statistics upside down. Right now, the research shows that about 80% of people are unhappy in their work, and they're not living their passions or their most joyful life. And so the passion test came about from that experience and knowing that the brain really only focuses on about 5 to 7 things at a time. So the passion test is a process of prioritizing your top 5 passions, and then there's some additional strategies around how to bring more of those passions into your life, how to live more of your passions. And the second edition of the book was released earlier this month. Chris and Janet are currently on a book tour called Reclaim Your Power. The second edition is available on Amazon.com and in bookstores as well. They also have their own website, thepassiontest.com. And you may visit that website and learn more about the passion test. You may also visit brainbonanza.com to learn more about the services that I could help you with regarding the passion test. So I'm still not seeing Terry or Karen as yet. So one of the key pieces with the passion test is learning to align your life with those passions that you discover or rediscover in some cases, things that you loved when you were younger but have forgotten about. Sometimes people will reach a point in their lives, whether it's in high school. I have 2 nieces who are freshmen in college this year, and trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives, and the passion test can help that. Or people who are going through career changes or relationship changes or retirement. All of those points in your life are opportunities to reassess your passions. In addition, once you learn the process of the passion test, Chris and Janet recommend that you take the passion test at least every 6 months to look at how your life has changed and what you have in your life, what you would like to have more of in your life. It's a wonderful tool for people at all levels of living their best life of highest joy and fulfillment, which is one of the greatest gifts that you can give to your fellow humans, to live your life in service, to do what brings you the most joy. Because as Janet says, if you think about your passions as like being breadcrumbs to your destiny, and that whether you want to say God, the universe, a higher power, that what you love to do is what you were meant to do, is their philosophy. And so the passion test then not only helps you discover and prioritize your top 5 passions, but there is a secret that will guarantee you live a passionate life. And that secret is that you, whenever you're faced with a choice, decision, or opportunity, to consistently choose in favor of your passions, that you can take small actions or small steps. And using some other strategies related to the passion test, you're able to see in those moments of decision, when you know those top 5 passions, and you can ask yourself, will this choice take me closer to my passions, bringing more of them into my life, or will they take me further away from my passions? And so that's another plus. If you have any questions about the passion test or about Spark Radio and what we do or topics that you would like to discuss on further shows, please send a blog, send me a message, or give me a call just to say hello and to share this wonderful first evening of Spark Radio with you. One of the things that also happened in the Midwest in the fall is that for those of us who have allergies, when the leaves are decomposing, we get a little congested. So I apologize. You may hear a little throat clearing tonight due to that. That's one of the side effects of the joy that goes along with the beauty of fall and the colors. So Terry and Karen, if you are listening, would you please call in 347-215-8390. And to anyone else who's listening, if you would like to call in and ask a question or share an experience that you've had with a passion test, we have about 19 minutes of our show remaining. So seeing no... Well, hi, Jan, says my friend Jan. Jan has done work with the brain, which is a topic that you'll hear often on Spark, because everything that we do is in some way connected to our brain, and we only have one. And one of the things that my beautiful son Alex will tell you is we only have one brain. We need to take care of it and keep it healthy and keep it safe. So we will have some shows dedicated to lifestyle choices that impact memory, to nutrition and learning in the brain. And we'll have some guests who are also involved with teaching teachers, teaching adults, teaching kids about their brains as well. So I'm still not seeing Terry and Claire, which means I get to talk further. So a little bit about something that may help you when it comes to making those choices to bring more joy into your life is to think about the perspective that you choose. Whether life throws you a negative situation or whether you are finding yourself in the midst of a rainstorm driving home. And there goes the other phone line. And so hopefully my tech will get the other phone line. And so I will continue. I do have a question, as I just saw pop up, now that I've been distracted by the phone. How do you take the passion test? What does it cost, and how long does it take? The passion test is in the book, The Passion Test by Chris and Janet Atwood. You can also take it online at thepassiontest.com, which is Chris and Janet's site. And then you can, hold on. And then you can also find a passion test facilitator in your area, and you can find that on thepassiontest.com. Those of us who are certified facilitators will do seminars. We can offer passion test parties to small groups in homes. The cost varies, usually by the person doing it and the expenses involved. You can take it just by purchasing the book or take it online at their website just for the cost of the book. I believe it's a $2 donation on the website. And that money goes to charity. How long does the passion test take is determined by how quickly you're able to generate that list of about 10 passions or so before you're able to prioritize those passions. And so it may take 15 minutes, may take an hour or so to get through the process. One of the things that people will often say about the passion test is that it's helpful to have someone else talk you through the prioritizing of your passions, because passion is a heart thing, not a mind or brain thing. Although once you know your passions, then you use your mind in order to bring more of them into your life. However, when we are prioritizing and really trying to focus and bring clarity around our passions, we need to let go of the judgment part of our thinking, of rationalizing, of the, oh, but it couldn't happen to me, or I could never do that. So we, having that outside voice, that external voice who can challenge us on making the forced choice. And remember that you can have all of the things that you want. The priorities, though, allow your reticular activating system in your brain, which is like your radar, to really focus on those top five and to see opportunities. One of the examples related to that is if you've purchased a car that you saw in the lot and it was a color that you hadn't seen and you thought, oh, I'm really excited to drive this car. And you drive off the lot and then within the first 5 minutes you see 5 or 10 of those same cars driving around. And it's not that they just appeared there. They were there before. It's just that you didn't realize because they were not on your radar. The reticular activating system filters what input we can pay attention to because we get so much sensory input that comes in. So by prioritizing your passions, your RAS, your reticular activating system, then notices those opportunities related to your passions. So thanks for the question from that guest who, I don't know, and I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you very much. So still seeing no calls, we can talk a little bit more about the perspective choice and what we choose to focus our attention on when it comes to making those decisions, whether it's a decision about leaving a job or moving or with a relationship in our life. It's hard to make the decisions if we aren't sure about what's most important to us. And often if we're parents, sometimes, and we say yes a lot, sometimes it's helpful to have those passions as we prioritize where we invest our time in our lives, because we all have the same 168 hours every week, and how we spend those hours is an expression of our priorities. So speaking of spending those hours, there's some great resource books and people that we'll be sharing with you. And one of them is a website called simpletruths.com. It's simpletruths.com. And I will pop that up there for you. And they're very short, 3 to 5 minute video clips that you can watch that condense some key ideas down to very short, beautiful points. And one of them that I've seen recently is called To a Child, Love is Spelled T-I-M-E, which goes back to prioritizing the choices that we make and how we choose to spend our time. So other questions that you have, either about the passion test or about perspective choice? Otherwise, we can talk further about an example of a person who had a very wise teacher and helped him to lay the foundation for his life. And the story is in the Passion Test, and it is about Dr. Mahaj Naram, I believe his name is. And when he was very young and just starting out as a teenager, he had a very wise mentor who said to him, Pankaj, what is it that you want to do with your life? Pankaj thought and said, well, I don't know. He said, oh, I want to be a world-famous Ayurvedic physician. And Pankaj didn't know what was involved in becoming an Ayurvedic physician, but he thought, well, that's what I want to do. And so his teacher said, well, write that down, Pankaj. And so he did. And his next question was, well, how will you know that you are a world-famous Ayurvedic physician? And Pankaj said, oh, my. And then he said, well, I will have taken the pulse of the Dalai Lama, which is by invitation only. Mother Teresa will praise my work. I will have AIDS clinics around the world, and I will have treated 100,000 people. And so the teacher said, Pankaj, write that down. And 25 years later, as Janet Atwood was talking with Pankaj and sharing the experience, she discovered that he regularly takes the pulse of the Dalai Lama. Mother Teresa had come to a clinic to praise his work with HIV patients. He has treated over, I believe, 400,000 patients, and he has clinics in 12 countries around the world. And these are examples of what are called markers about, these are signposts that you will see on the way to living your passions. And not necessarily goals, but just if when your life is ideal and you're living these passions, what happens in your life? And Pankaj, at another visit with Janet, was packing notebooks, legal pads, pens, and Janet asked him, well, what are you doing, Pankaj? And he said, well, I'm going to plan the next 25 years of my life. So just having those markers and having them written, and it again helps us be open to opportunities and make those decisions as we explore those day-to-day choices that we have in our lives. We've got about 9 minutes of showtime remaining, so I invite you to call or to enter a blog question about something that you would like to discuss about the Passion Test or about any question you have. I may be able to share a resource or strategy or possibility, action, or some knowledge with you about. One of the questions that came up was about how can we make choices and how can we have a positive perspective when we're facing negative and challenging situations. And there are situations that happen in our lives where, yes, the first response, emotional response that we have may be negative. And then that's where we have a choice about how we want to respond to that, how we feel about that. And sometimes it's very helpful to have other people to be that, again, that outside voice of perspective and support as we make those choices, to remind us of what we committed to do or to encourage us. And so having a circle of whether some people call it a mastermind group, some people call it a support circle, there are a lot of different names for just some people that you know will challenge you, yet encourage you and support you as you work to live your passions in your life. And again, we have many, many passions, things that we love, that we enjoy doing. And think about if you're a parent or you have children in your life, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, by modeling your passions, by living a joyful life, what a message you're teaching them. Thank you for this question. How did taking the Passion Test change your life and what did it do for you? I heard Janet on a teleseminar back in January, and at that time I had several clients that were going through transitions and challenges in their lives, and I thought this would be so helpful for them to help bring some clarity and direction into the decision-making processes for them. And it also helped to bring some clarity for me around some things. And one of the passions that I had was to work with like-minded, highly skilled professionals who could manage the details of my personal and professional lives. One of the things about being in small business, and my strengths are in the speaking, consulting, training, inspiring realm, and not so much in the marketing and business side. And so within about a month of writing that passion, I reconnected with a former student of mine named Nick, and we have since done some bartering with working with him as a growth catalyst and with the Passion Test. And in exchange, he has been working on designing some publications for me, some marketing materials for me, which has been very exciting. And I've also got a person in my life who can manage the business aspects of my life. So, you know, and I may not have noticed that before had I not had those passions. And since I see Terry, so remember, we've got about 5 minutes, so I'm going to pop Terry up here. Hi, Terry. You're on the air. How are you? Well, or not. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Am I here?
Now you are.
Okay. I only have 5 minutes to speak. What do I say?
Well, how did the passion test impact your life? Because I know you had said when you took the passion test, you immediately experienced some results.
I did. I ended up taking it 3 times just because it was so effective for me. I was in a transition, and it was shortly after a move and a divorce and the death of my father, and you name it, it happened to me within about a year. So bringing that all together with what's important to me, being a single mom now, and looking at what was going to bring me joy, really, really was helpful. And I saw how that could affect other people and instantly wanted to tell everybody I knew that you've got to take this, because within, I would say, 3 months, I had 4 or 5 out of my top 10, you know, become a reality. So it was just what you focus on that made such a difference.
Anything else that you would like to share with people about your continued experience with the passion test and some of the other tools that you use?
I did one of the, well, like I said, I went through the seminar 3 times and saw certain things change in the course of about, April to August. So we're talking, you know, relatively short time span when you look at it. But I had some things materialize with some goals that I had as far as connecting with people that wanted to help other people. And the way that all fell into place was amazing. It was putting yourself out there and getting focused and being clear at what you want. And when that happens, it seems like it somehow falls in your lap sometimes. And other times, it's things that you might not have noticed before. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, this is going to help me. This is going to help them. And it helps you put the two together. So I had a passion for helping people and working with horses. And since going through this, I am now with on a farm, have 3 horses, have given several lessons, work with some handicapped children, and looking forward to continuing that whole aspect and into next year. So that's really just been, to me, going through it was, I don't know if I can say instant joy or not, but it was instantly being content with what I had and knowing what I wanted was going to materialize if I focused on it. And I saw that happen for me. So I was really excited to bring several other people that I knew into the passion test too, and see things happen in their life. So I'd recommend it to anybody, really.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Terry. And unfortunately, we've only got about a minute left, so if anybody had questions for Terry, Terry, can you join us next Wednesday?
Sure.
It is Halloween in the United States, and so we may have some doorbells ringing in the background at our house, but we'll be here from 7 to 7:30 next week. Terry, thank you for calling, and thanks to all of you who, again, spent your time here with us tonight and wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you and the gifts that you give to the world. And in the days until we meet again, I hope that you continue to choose to have great days, to create great days, as you continue making a positive difference in the lives you touch. Please do email or send a message to let me know what you'd like to talk about in the future. And next week, Terry will be back, and we'll talk a little more about the passion test and also talk about some other awesome resources. Thank you so much for spending your time with me tonight, and may you stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.